Welcome to the Best Ever You Show with your host, Elizabeth Hamilton Garino, CEO and founder of the Best Ever You Network. The Best Ever You Show is here to help you live your life to the fullest. How? Real people, including celebrities, real advice, real places, products and businesses, real life stories. With this radio show, printed magazine, websites, community, and more. And now, here is your host, Elizabeth.
Hello, hello, everyone. Happy Monday, and thank you for listening to the Best Ever You Show. I'm so excited that we have It's a Glam Thing's Don McCarthy with us for about a half hour, maybe an hour. We'll see how it goes. We aren't sure how much time we need to cover this topic, but we're going to talk about the dangers in your makeup, all about your makeup and, you know, things when it's time to toss out your makeup, what's going on with your makeup, why it might be a good idea to throw it away. And she's got all sorts of tips and information for us coming up here in just a minute. But she's a TV personality and brand ambassador. She's all over the place on morning TV now, talking about beauty and lifestyle, with her beauty and lifestyle segments. And I love this. She's right there in California. So she goes to all those Hollywood events. She talks to celebrities. And so she's kind of got the latest and greatest scoop on all things beauty, appearance, and, you know, not just outwardly, internally, too. She's really awesome. And she lives out there in California and is working with us at the Glam Thing right now, which is one of the top websites in our, probably maybe in the world, or I know for sure in the country right now. It's a Glam Thing. .com. So it's itsaglamthing.com. So the other thing I wanted to just mention really quickly before we bring Dawn on board is that my book is in pre-order right now. It's wherever books are sold, you can now pre-order Percolate, Let Your Best Self Filter Through. And I'm so excited. Dr. Katie Eastman and I worked on this book together. She was there every step of the way, sort of ensuring that it was grounded in psychological principles and, you know, all these things. So, but it's called Percolate, Let Your Best Self Filter Through. And it takes readers on a journey of 9 points to help you, live your best life, be your best you, and, you know, percolate peace is kind of my little catchphrase there. So, again, that's called Percolate, Let Your Best Self Filter Through. And the official release on the book is 4/14/14, and Hay House is the publisher. So I've joined Hay House, and I'm just really proud and honored to join the Hay House family. It's just a ton of fun, and I hope you'll take a look at that book. I know it's on Amazon and Books a Million and Barnes & Noble and all these places. So it's out there. You just Google Percolate. So with that said, I just want to bring Dawn on. How are you, Dawn? Happy Monday.
Good. Good. Thank you. How are you today?
I'm very well. I see that you're traveling this weekend. Busy.
I have been. I was kind of covering a lot of the Emmy gifting lounges last week before the big night last night and reporting back to some stations on the latest and greatest in products and swag that was being given out this year. And it was quite a fun task, but somebody has to do it.
Yeah, and I love how you did Will Ferrell's makeup there at the end.
He was great. I loved him
awesome.
Last night. Yeah, he always brings that good comedy. And all of you with kids out there understand that, bringing your own kids at night like that. It was great. He's wonderful.
Well, as a mom of four boys, that literally is how you feel sometimes. You just want to, like, attend the event, you know, in jeans and a T-shirt and tennis shoes. Just forget the heels. If you've got kids along or whatever, but, you know, sometimes you want to get all glammed up, and here we are talking to you. So let's take a step back, though, and for people who aren't familiar with It's a Glam Thing, let's just take a minute here and talk about what It's a Glam Thing even is.
It'saglamthing.com is a top beauty and lifestyle website. It's a huge blog site where we have probably over 750,000 page views average per month, probably over 30,000 unique visitors a month going to our site, checking out the latest in giveaways that we do, Lisa's fave finds, and we have about top 15 bloggers. We even have a celebrity blogger on right now, Mackenzie Westmore, who's the host of Face Off, which is all about, you know, this makeup show and special effects. She's been our celebrity blogger now for the past month. And these other bloggers, they're just from all across the United States. kind of taking in the latest and greatest of what's happening. We even have a teen squad now reporting to the teens as well as the rest of us that are in our 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond. So yeah. We're kind of trying to get every age group and every demographic that we can. And it's just a place to kind of go to see what's happening with the latest and greatest out there.
And Best Ever You's relationship with It's a Glam thing has been for as long as Best Ever You has really existed. I remember coming across the founder and CEO of It's a Glam thing about five, almost 6 years ago now, and just saying, help, what am I doing, kind of thing. Lisa, the owner, has just been with me every step of the way in my journey of Best Ever You and has just supported me, and I've tried to support her the best I can. And it's just been a really, really neat relationship between the two companies as we've both grown. Oh, just a ton of fun.
Absolutely, and that's how it is out there these days with social media. You kind of have to partner with a lot of people to get out the word and kind of keep yourself out there, keep yourself out there in the media and in the social networking age, and especially with your new book. Congratulations as well. I know that Lisa looks forward to checking it out and even having it become one of our fave finds on our site too, so we can get out the word about your new book.
Yeah, I appreciate all you guys always do. It's a really nice internet family that we have together. I know there's a lot of crossover between the people that read both the sites, and I'm really always just really proud of the collaboration. When women can collaborate and men can collaborate, it's a really powerful, powerful thing. And speaking of men, you guys have a men's version of It's a Glam thing as well, don't you? It's like newly launched.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's been out probably for a little over about a year now, and we do have a men's section as well, because the men's industry is a multi-billion-dollar industry as well in beauty and cosmetics and things like that. So we're really trying to touch that aspect too, because men are social media all the time with their, you know, Facebooks and Twitters and keeping in touch with their Android phones and stuff while they travel. So we're kind of happy and excited to be able to reach that market too. Like I said, we're trying to become that go-to place that you can kind of find a little bit of everything that you're looking for.
Yeah, my house with four teenage boys really frequently smells like an axe festival. I cannot imagine. I think we were talking about this the last time. Nothing's really changed, but we were talking about this and how I feel sorry for our bus driver, because that guy gets on there and every teenage boy and girl has some cologne on, and it's just that wow factor of all of them blending. I think I would probably have the worst headache ever if I was that bus driver. It's just hysterical to me. But anyway, so yeah, there's guys, there's teens, there's women, the site goes all over the place with, you know, just general beauty tips for really anyone, beauty, health, fashion, lifestyle. And today what we were going to focus in on was, speaking of makeup and cosmetics, and we were really going to have an in-depth conversation on when to throw stuff out. And I've got to be the queen of not throwing makeup out. Uh-oh.
Oh, I think we all are, and I am very guilty of it too. As you've said and we've talked about, I've had the pleasure of going on TV and talking about the latest and greatest in mascaras and eyeshadows and, you know, brow tools to make yourself look better and the best in BB creams. But we don't really kind of talk about what happens after you use them and how long that you should really keep them, because there are some health hazards that are involved, especially for teens, even adult acne, that are actually traced back to having problems with, even a lot of times, your blush brushes and your brushes that you use for your makeup. And, I mean, many products can cause eye infections and skin breakouts for so many teens and even us as adults. I mean, I still have breakouts from time to time. And we go to the best in dermatologists. We go to the best in estheticians to figure these things out, and they can tell us it's our food, it's our diet, it's this and that. I do have a friend that is in the industry, and she's on camera quite a bit, and she did go to a dermatologist, and she was at her esthetician doing everything they told her, and her breakouts were not going away when it all ended up being traced back to her makeup artist, who had been applying her makeup every single day on set but had not been washing her brushes. So she had this streak. They were able to kind of figure it out. It went along the cheekbone, And they were able to kind of trace it back to her. She had had a talk with her makeup artist and said, oh, when do you get your makeup products? You know, do you wash them? When do you get them? And she kind of found out that her makeup artist wasn't really taking care of that aspect of it. So before you jump on a lot of, you know, younger teens and even yourself, if you're having breakouts in certain areas, you know, make sure that you can take the time to wash your brushes. And I'm all about keeping things simple in my life. I can tell you about 10 of the top best brush cleaners out there. But if you just have simple Dawn liquid washing soap at home, you can actually just use a dab of that and kind of make it into some soap and water, and you'll be surprised how much stuff comes out of your brushes just on a every two-day basis, if not on a daily basis. But there's very affordable options if you don't have access to those other tools. So there's kind of really no reason in my eyes that we shouldn't be doing this. We just have to kind of remember to do it.
That covers makeup brushes. So, you know, yes, definitely wash those makeup brushes. I can't say so. I'm really, I do that very much. So that's a good reminder right there to do that. And I can't say so. I fall into the category of breaking out either, being almost 44 here. It's like, I think I'd almost kill for the breakout instead of college and loss. But whatever, we'll go there later. But so let's talk about your fingers. And for those of us that love to apply our foundation with our fingertips, is that a no-no, sticking your fingers in your makeup and then on your face and then back in your makeup?
It kind of is, because we don't probably wash our hands like everything else as much as we could. And I think, I don't know if I've told you about this, there's a product out there that you can get at Sally Beauty Supply Container Store. It's called the Every Drop Beauty Spatula. And it's literally, I think, under $5. And just like you would use a spatula to, you know, make a cake. Yeah, to make a cake. It's actually a little long tube beauty spatula that's actually a lot better for you, because you will remember to wash that off, because it's kind of a white tip to kind of keep it fresh. And, again, you don't want to be transferring your makeup. And if you haven't just washed your hands, I mean, I use my fingers as well to blend around a lot of my eye area with your ring fingers and stuff, because they're the most gentle on your face. But again, keep it clean or you can be spreading germs. And a lot of us too, even yourself, I know that you're very active. It's not that we get, you know, acne breakouts like maybe a young teenager, but just from our own sweat glands from working out, and women having a little bit of longer hair sometimes and things like that onto your skin. So you just kind of have to be careful with your makeups. And a lot of times, too, a lot of the most powder concealers and lip balms that are anhydrous, that they don't contain water, they will last for, you know, up to probably 2 years plus. But any of those liquid foundations and things like that that contain water and concealers and things like that, you have to, they're probably only good, a lot of the liquid stuff, you know, for about 6 months.
Does makeup ever smell funny? You know, like, you know how, like, you can smell food when it's bad. Can you smell makeup when it's bad or anything like that?
Yes. If your cosmetic formulations smell bad, get rid of the product immediately. And a lot of people forget to do that. I'm surprised that you even asked that question. It's such a great question, because a lot of women will open up a bottle and they won't kind of smell it. It's like nail polish. I mean, I had no idea. I don't know about you, and especially with Halloween coming up. How long have you had some of your nail polishes?
Forever and a day. They're,
you know,
they're probably come out in clumps, maybe. I'm not sure. Or they're
nail
evaporating
polishes,
or something, yeah.
Nail polishes only last about 1 year. So, like, with Halloween coming and kids wanting to paint their nails orange and black, or, you know, even kind of for those parties, and even those type of makeup bags, we tend to grab those during certain holidays. Obviously, we're not wearing clown makeup very often, or things that are blues or greens on our face, but even those should be tossed every single year. Whereas I, again, guilty here, you know, have my makeup bag for Halloween that I look now at some of my cosmetics after doing research for the past year and working with Young Blood Mineral Cosmetics, that has also taught me and educated me on the value of how long you should keep things and when you should toss them. I've kind of had to clean out my Halloween bag, and I'll be doing a lot of shopping this year at my local Rite Aid and CVS to kind of replenish a lot of the colors because they're just really not good for your skin.
What about mascara? Because that to me, that's the one I probably of all of this pay attention to the most. My, you know, putting stuff on your eyes, your eyeshadow and your mascara, that to me seems like where I focus on throwing the makeup out. If I don't use it all within a certain period of time, it's history. I'm pretty good about that.
Believe it or not.
Great eyeshadow color, and then I'm afraid they're going to change it.
I am with you on that. I have to order a lot of things online because I seem to always fall in love with products that they don't make anymore. But your mascara, believe it or not, you are supposed to toss every 3 months.
Mm.
And that's a hard one for me. Because I like different mascaras.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how long you've had your mascara, but, like, again, this is one of those that I'm very guilty of. And really what we need to do with a lot of our cosmetics, just like a lot of things, is kind of just make a little inventory list. You with four kids out there, just kind of jot down when you actually purchase makeup. I mean, I think we all know as people when we start dipping into our mascara, it starts feeling a little dry. But we still continue to use it. We're like, oh, I still can get some, you know, another week or two out of this. It'll be okay. But it's really not because, as you said yourself, it can cause eye infections and a lot of other problems that we really kind of seem to forget that that's what it can be linked back to when we go to doctors. You know, we think that we may have, oh, I got this pink eye from this or that. And, I mean, as adults, we don't tend to, you know, share makeup as much. But the younger audience still tends to share a lot of their makeups when they like a friend or what they're looking like that they'll do. And it's kind of a really, really big no-no that you can't really do that. So try to write the date down.
Yeah. And you just, well, there's two things more, too, as well that I was thinking we should chat about. One is lipsticks, because that's actually going right on your mouth. That, to me, is the other thing I tend to throw away, especially, I'm kind of strange about this, maybe, like, if I get sick or get the flu, I throw my lipstick out. I'm like, okay, you know, if I've used it beforehand and then got sick, and I just am like, ooh, or cut the top off or whatever. I'm kind of funny with my lipstick, you know, because it seems like it's been bugged at that point.
Lipsticks, how they're made is actually they last for about 18 months. But you are 100% right, Elizabeth. If you kind of have a cold and cold sores or anything around your mouth, again, make sure that, you know, again, we don't want to toss something that we maybe just bought, but definitely take that beauty spatula or something and scrape off that top layer and be very conscious of who you're, you know, wiping it off each time during cold season, which we're going to be running into. And it's like anything else. Just like you're very careful about the food that you put in your body, you have to be very careful about what you put on your skin. Your skin is your largest, you know, organ in the body, and you just have to really take care of it. But more for me in all this is just reminders, because I think we just get so busy. Like, I have my travel case, you know, going into the holidays, I think, for a lot of people, even though I was speaking on Halloween, with Thanksgiving coming up and Christmas coming up, and I travel so much, I already kind of have my ready-made makeup bag. You know, I've bought dupes of everything so that I can just throw it in my bag and head off to the airport and go. You kind of just have to do an inventory, you know, once every probably 3 months. So, you know, even if you just kind of check out your makeup 4 times a year to kind of look and see when you've got it, because I was embarrassed the first time I thought about writing about this and kind of educating people a little bit more. I was embarrassed when I went into my own drawer. I mean, I have nail polishes that were probably 5 years old at least, and I've had some, you know, cream blushes. Even eyeliner. Eyeliner you should get rid of about every 18 months. I mean, I think I still had kept a purple eyeliner that had to have been 6 years old.
Great
but,
color, though,
you know,
right? Had to be a great color to keep it around. I know that
yeah, so like, that's what we like. We're like, we're going to wear this again. It's like we don't want, you know, the things that we loved or certain styles even that are out for a while, even in fashion, we don't want to get rid of them. And, you know, they look really pretty and things like that. But they really can, as much as your cosmetics and products can be such a benefit and help make you look beautiful, they can also cause a lot of problems as well if you're not really careful. And, well, you know, like you said, lip liner is about 1 year, but your lipstick about 18 months.
Okay. Well, you know, if all else fails, this show is a great excuse to go shopping. I mean, women around, you know, rejoice. I mean, have your husbands and friends and everybody listen to the show, and you can have a makeup tossing out party, and, you know, off you go, right? It's a great pitch.
Yes.
To go buy new makeup.
Hallelujah. Well, makeup can be so affordable these days,
yeah.
And there's so many ways to do stuff. And with everyone's busy life, that's why I tried to simplify things. Mm-hmm. A lot of the bacteria, because a lot of people that even use, you know, sponges, I mean, your makeup sponges, you really need to wash after each use and then throw it away after about just 1 month. I mean, again, guilty. Here, I've had some makeup sponges that I just love that have blended my makeup, you know, for a while. And it's so simple, like I said, to just get some, you know, Dawn dishwashing liquid. And I obviously don't forget that. And I'm not trying to promote my name here or anything. I'm not affiliated with Dawn dishwashing soap. But it's just because so many people say to me, oh, you know, these brush cleaners, they cost so much money and stuff. But they really do and can hold a lot of bacteria. And again, same thing with your hands on your face. And I am one of those people, we tend to, you know, when you lean on your elbows or something like that, if you're touching your face, the older we get, we kind of are more conscious about not touching our face. But I'm an eye rubber sometimes. And so my hands are on my face, so I really have to be careful, because you'll, you know, rub your face and then you'll, you know, grab another makeup or a makeup brush. So just kind of try to be a little bit more conscious. And, you know, you're a mom of four boys, so I'm sure even, too, with a lot of food going into the winter, because you guys have such amazing fresh lobster and things like that. I think I even saw some pictures recently. I think you had posted that you were out, you know, lobster fishing. You know, you put those things in the freezer and you label them. It's very, very easy, you know, to just label your makeup, label some of your concealers, just take a, you know, a black marker, just kind of write a date on it. And again, I don't even know about you, but my refrigerator, even when you put the Arm & Hammond baking soda, I look sometimes at the date and realize I cannot believe I forgot to change it so long ago, you know, that it's already been 3 months.
Well, it might be nice for the makeup industry to put some expiration dates on things. I mean, on things that might be something we could put on change.org or something like that. So that might be just so much easier if people would just say, "Hey, this expires 1 year from now. Don't you know, just like food." But the other thing,
absolutely,
I don't see why they don't. But again, it's probably not regulated by the same industry or whatever. I don't know. But my number one beauty tool is my toothbrush. I love my toothbrush. How often should you throw that out?
A toothbrush,
you know,
really varies on the amount of bristles. When your bristle really, there's no real exact time when you should throw out your toothbrush, because if you're brushing your teeth 3 times a day, obviously you should replace your toothbrush every single month. But for a lot of people, like for instance for me, I actually have a toothbrush in my shower as well as my sink, because I tend to brush my teeth in the shower. So my toothbrushes tend to last.
That was a boy thing to do, Dawn. Boy thing. I can't admit that. I've never heard of a girl brushing her teeth in the shower.
Well, do you know what? I got used to it so long ago, and I just thought, oh, gosh, this is so great, because I was so used to getting ready and brushing my teeth and kind of getting it all over my face still. So I do it a little bit both. I admit it. I grew up, I had 2 older brothers. What do you expect?
Yeah, I know. I've got
from
I feel that same way.
California girl.
With 5 boys in this house. All the animals are girls. That's my joke.
Oh, there you go. We got some estrogen in the house.
Oh,
well,
my gosh.
I was funny that you were saying that about, I really do hope the makeup industry, kind of stepping back a minute to what you were saying, does come up with a lot of expiration dates. But I do have to tell you, a lot of makeup companies, believe it or not, do have dates on their products, ladies. and everyone listening out there, there are dates because there's many companies I know getting the opportunity to go to the International Beauty Show this year and Cosmoprof and all these big events that they have. I've come across companies that have, you know, their pricing, when you kind of see a price drop on something that you've seen, also kind of be aware of the expiration date on it. There's a lot of formulations out there for your face that do have expiration dates on them, and they'll try to actually get rid of their inventory very, very quickly. Actually, a lot of dermatologists' offices tend to sell a lot of their own products. And again, it's just like any other doctor or any, you know, if you're going into Sephora or Macy's or Nordstrom's or wherever it is that you do your shopping, ask the people there. They are educated on how long it will last. And, you know, you just bring up so many good points, Elizabeth. Anything that you're using on your face, in your mouth, your toothbrush, and even though I guess I am a little bit embarrassed that I'm admitting that I do brush my teeth in the shower.
Live radio, I can't even erase that. I'm sorry. It's all good.
But
we love you.
So used. Thank you, thank you. And just when I travel, so I actually am one of those people that have two toothbrushes. So that is one area I'm actually pretty good about. But for a lot of toothbrushes, I think that, you know, you have to use a soft bristle because of our gums. I mean, we don't need to brush so hard on our teeth, even though we think we do. But once your bristle starts to look like they're wearing, throw it away. And again, toothbrushes are so affordable these days that it is definitely something that, whether you're on a budget or not a budget, even I believe a lot of these dollar stores now carry Colgate's and types of brands of toothbrushes for even under, you know, a dollar. So definitely that's something. And with the holidays coming up, whether it's, you know, Hanukkah or Christmas, that always seems to be like a good little stocking stuffer or gift to give someone.
Yeah, and I love the show because it's just such a good reminder. It just creates awareness. And, you know, that's what Best Ever You is all about, just creating awareness and doing things a little bit better than we did before. So if this helps somebody in some way, I think that's awesome. One more thing, and then we're going to segue into some of your favorite products out there. Maybe you could rattle off a few of them after we're done with this next point, because I don't think we should have a show with Don McCarthy on without, you know, some of the favorite finds you've got out there or whatever. And I've got some cool things here that I love as a result of talking to you before. But let's talk about, like, loofahs and things like that. That could be kind of gross. I mean, how long do you keep that around?
Again, loofahs are just considered very much like a sponge, and you should probably throw them away after 1 month. Those are definitely, they tend to carry a lot more bacteria and things like that. And you should also, kind of like anything else, cool your, you know, store your cosmetics and things like that in a cool, dry place. And loofahs and things like that, again, they do tend to carry a lot of bacteria, so make sure that you rinse them out and wash them out as frequently as you can.
And here's a question from here's a tweet. How many times should I use a washcloth?
Washcloth on your face, you should obviously, you should be using it in the morning and in the evening. You should be cleansing your face, and you can use your washcloth at night to take off your makeup. And in the morning as well, I kind of always, once I splash some water and things like that on my face, use a washcloth over your face as well then.
But how many times should you reuse that washcloth before you go washing that? Just maybe once or twice?
Probably twice is probably the max with a washcloth. Again, depending on how much makeup you're wearing, I mean, obviously at night, it should definitely be thrown away. Your face in the morning should be fairly, clean if you've definitely done a good job at night washing your face off. But depending on what type of foundations and, you know, mineral type of cosmetics that you might be using, you still may have some residue. So, yeah, definitely wash your washcloths every day.
Okay. All right, so let's talk about some favorites, because we love our It's a Glam Thing favorites that you go around and talk about. One of my favorites, I put it up on Best Ever You as a Blue Ribbon Award winner and credited you guys and talked about how you helped me find it, is Skin to Skin Care Anti-Sagging Renewal Serum. I live with this stuff. It is so good.
We love skin to skin here at It's a Glam Thing. You know, beauty products and face products are so personal to everybody's skin type that it's very difficult. There is one company, Youngblood Mineral Cosmetics. It's actually the only cosmetic company approved by the Cedars-Sinai Hospital Dermatology Department because of the, you know, non-clogging that it doesn't do, and they have a lot of very good products for your skin. But depending on whether you have dry skin or oily skin, all products will react a little bit differently because I obviously have a lot of my favorites. What kind of skin do you have, Elizabeth? Do you have, like, dry, normal, oily in your T-zone? What kind of skin do you have?
I've always had really completely just normal skin. But
you are lucky.
Very allergic. Like, if I'm the canary in the coal mine as far as allergic goes. So if there are nuts or almonds or walnuts or something in the product along those lines, it may cause anaphylaxis or big red splotchy things or whatever. So I'm very leery to try new makeup products. And that's why part of the reason why I rely so heavily on you guys for that segment to be on Best Ever You, because I'm not out there trying to different things because of my allergies. So I'm very cautious with the labels, very overall cautious. But in general, my skin, you know, I probably have typical 44-year-old skin. You know, there's a few wrinkles starting to show. The 11s are coming because of squinting and not being able to see. You know, just old age stuff. But don't have acne or I've never had anything like that.
I've got a good little fix out there for those little laugh lines and our little frown lines. I just featured it, actually, on one of my Emmy segments. It's Athena's 7-Minute Facelift Cream, and it's almost like an instant kind of Botox that you kind of put on your face, and what I love about it, it's called 7MinuteLift.com, and they also have an Adonia Leg Tone Gel, but what I love about this product, and I think you're going to be okay to use it, Elizabeth. It's got very high ingredients in it, and it's been tested, and it was developed by doctors out of the Greek islands. But what's so nice, if we do kind of have some of those lines on our face, as most of us do in our 40s, this is a product that you don't have to use for months and months and months to see results. You can actually see the results immediately. So that's kind of a favorite kind of instant product right now that I'm loving. The Leg Tone Adonia Gel is great for those little bumpies on your legs. It'll actually smooth them out in under 15 minutes. And matter of fact, the facelift stuff, 7MinuteFacelift.com that I'm telling you about, Rachel Ray just had a doctor on her show about a week ago is all, that was actually even kind of touting it. So if we do have those lines, ladies, on your face and you kind of want a quick fix because you're going out or got a reunion coming up or with the holidays, that's definitely a fun product to try right now. And what's really nice, again, though, about that product, you actually put the brush in a little bit of water and then you apply it on your face. So what's nice is the product actually is a very small jar, but it really lasts a long time.
That's wonderful, yeah, because I'm a little frustrated because you get to the point where you're like, well, should I get some Botox or whatever? And knowing me, I'll probably be allergic to it or something, of course. So I'm just sitting here going, you know, I'm not doing anything because I'm, you know, just a little bit afraid to be, you know, to go into anaphylaxis with Botox, you know, vein, you know, kind of thing. No, you know, it's not that important. But I've been sort of wishing there was, like, topical Botox. I'm like, come on, somebody come out with something
this
you can put on with your fingers and get rid of the wrinkles. Why is it so hard that you have to go get a needle in your face to do that?
Try 7MinuteLift.com. Yeah,
okay.
Try it. I think you're really going to love that. And Apotheaderm has a great, great stretch mark cream that I'm in love with, whether you're pregnant or not pregnant, whether you gained weight or lost weight, is a product you do have to use over time, but it will diminish a lot of those stretch marks that, as women, we tend to get, even in ladies out there with your boobs. You know, we've had, you know, from when you were little to when you were bigger, for women that have had children to not having children, Apotheaderm's a great line that's all about smart peptide technology. But like anything else, you need to do your, you know, your research. I definitely am very much like you. I have very sensitive, dry skin. I have thinner, finer hair. So I don't have the reactions that you do, but I definitely am very careful about what I put on my skin, because at itsaglamthing.com, we receive over 250 products a month to kind of check out and report back on and get out into the public. So I'm also very careful about what I, you know, put on my face, but we all kind of like that instant gratification, those creams that'll definitely work over time and get rid of things. But there's so many things out on the market today. It really does kind of depend. I tend to do a lot more mineral cosmetics. And like I said, Youngblood Minerals right now is kind of my fave that I've been wearing and just loving on camera and off camera. And there's so many great people out there that have makeup lines, with social media being the way it is. Gentry Kelly, a makeup artist out of Texas, teaches you how to do contouring with your makeup. There's so much that we can do, but we just really need to take care of the makeup that we're putting on our face and all the concealers and the creams. And especially a lot of the creams do have expiration dates on them, so definitely look for it. I think we just kind of keep that bottle and we don't really look at that, but they do expire.
Yeah, they definitely do. Do you have any tips out there for rosacea? You know, going into the winter months, a lot of people get those big red circles on their cheeks. And sometimes it's the weather, sometimes it's a product reaction, and sometimes it's just your skin, could be even the summer. But do you have anything for people with rosacea?
There is. There's been a few different products that I've come across. I personally sometimes get a little of rosacea on my chin area, and my father has received it. A lot of people get it on their nose, like you said, and on their cheeks. For a lot of people that have rosacea, it's like blushes, and depending on your skin tone, I've used a product called Hydropeptide that has more of a blue color in it, so it tends to kind of take out a little bit of the redness in your skin. I use their SPF 30 anti-wrinkle skin cream. And another product that I'm in love with is actually out of Florida. It's called Clear Choice, and it's called, or it's also under the name that's pharmaceutical grade, Prana Spaceuticals, P-R-A-N-A, Spaceuticals. Sherry Dobbs, that owns that company, is fabulous, and she was somebody in her family and things like that that had suffered from rosacea, so she's kind of come up with some things like that that are very, very good for the skin. But remember, if you have rosacea, that blues will kind of take out more of that red in the actual skin. But the best way to get rid of rosacea now is the laser procedures that they have out are phenomenal. And no matter what part of the country that you live in, just do your research. And now they're able to actually zap those areas and get rid of it, which has just been wonderful. But, I mean, there's just definitely alcohols and things like that that you intake into your body that can flare it up.
Definitely. What about, let me see how we are on time here really fast to see what we've got. Well, we promised we wouldn't go the full hour, but we're going to. What about mascara? What's your favorite mascara out there right now? My favorite mascara just got discontinued by Clinique, so I'm kind of bumming and looking for some new mascara. I have the worst problem with mascara running down my face, even waterproof. It always ends up like I have dark circles under my eyes from mascara. Do anybody have that problem other than me in this universe? Because it just always smears down my face.
Well, during certain times of the month, I definitely feel you need to change up your routine on your mascara. For me, during the summer months out here in California and, you know, being down at the beach, or even for you guys being out on the water and very reflective, which can make your eyes water a bit, I use a mascara called Blink. B-L-I-N-C is kind of one of my personal faves. And it basically is that tube-like mascara. So a lot of people don't like it. It actually builds tubes on your eyelashes, but it's waterproof. I can literally go in the pool. I can go work out if I'm sweating. It never runs in my eyes. It's just kind of interesting. Back to the shower again or in the sink when you're washing. I'm sorry?
I love it. You sent me a tube of Blink. I don't know, it must have been a year ago or so, and I got to throw it out, I guess, now.
yes.
No, it's 18 months, right? No, I'm just kidding.
Three months, Mascara.
Yeah, no, I'm just teasing.
It comes off, though.
Awesome.
It's very weird. It takes about a week to get used to it, but if you can get past that first week of washing off your makeup and seeing, like, lashes kind of, which you think are your own, but they're not, come off in the sink, it's kind of one of my favorites, and again, I've been using a lot of Youngblood Mineral Cosmetics. They have a great mascara, and again, because my skin is more on the sensitive side, I'm always more concerned about making sure that I'm not going to have a problem with anything on my face, and especially near my eyes area because they're very sensitive. A lot of these eyelash serums that make your eyelashes grow, I am the one where I have the reaction where I wake up the next morning and my eyes seem kind of swollen, and I have to put some eye drops in. They don't do well for me. There's a lot of great ones out there, but they don't. But I can tell you another favorite product that I've been using by Youngblood is Eye Impact. And this product has got like a cooling effect in it, and it'll actually take out the depuffiness around your eyes in the morning. I just dab it on. I'm going to have to send you a little sample of that. That I think you're going to really enjoy.
Okay. What's the best, for all these people who don't love makeup because of the chemicals or whatever, you know, that kind of thing, there's always a crowd that just is, unlike me, I love makeup. So, but there are a lot of people who just don't want to put cream or makeup or anything like that on their face. Are there any natural masks or anything like that that you love? Do you remember our parents and grandparents doing like oatmeal and honey and all that stuff? Do you have anything like that that you do? When I was a kid, everybody was big into mud. You know, like a mud mask.
Making your own
or
mud
whatever.
Mask.
Yeah.
There are several companies out there. That was one thing that was so impressive this year at the International Beauty Show in Las Vegas, was the amount of companies, due to actually more lawsuits and having people, you know, they have to go through such a process these days to make sure people don't have breakouts. But there's so many women out there online that have great, great recipes for doing your own home facials, as you said, with natural oats or natural salt scrubs and things like that for your face that are amazing. And you can go online, I'm sure even Pinterest, anything like that. I am so blessed with having so many products. I don't tend to make a lot of my own. I get a little lazy in that area. But yes, definitely sea salt scrubs and things like that you can do for your face. And mud, that was actually one of the best products I tried at the show. So it was funny that you brought it up. There was a company. However, they were internationally and they hadn't really come out in the States yet with their brand. They were just kind of test marketing it, but those really pull out the impurities.
Yeah. When I was a kid, there was some beer shampoo and then mud masks. I can't remember what it was.
And mayonnaise for the hair and everything else that they have that come out.
And cucumbers and tea bags and all this stuff. So one last thing and then we'll go. I know I said that before, but, you know, whatever. What's all this stuff that plumps everything up? It scares me because, you know, my lips are pretty full already. So when you see lipstick that plumps your lips up, I just stray away from it. I don't know what that means exactly, what it's going to do to me. What's the phenomenon there? And are those products safe? And are any of them, do you love any of them?
Do I love any of them? I wish I could remember. I did try one at the show. A lot of the lip plumpers really just kind of give you that, you know, again, it's a temporary kind of instant tingle effect, and they definitely do the job. Unfortunately, for a lot of people, it's very irritating. They don't kind of like putting it on, and then you normally, a lot of them tend to be glosses, which come off very quickly. So to be honest with you, in the lip plumping field, I haven't really found one that I just love, that I could rave about. There's been some ones that I feel that work, but for me, they are just in such a glossier form that they just come off so quickly. And, you know, you're kind of left with that effect of then still having to apply some other type of lipstick or things like that.
Is it that feeling you get like when you go to the dentist and they numb your mouth and then your lips lips are numb? Is that what that does to you? I'm so afraid of that product. I have no idea why, but I just am. In every brand too. It's just like, nah, I'm not going to use that.
I don't know. I'm not a huge fan of lip plumpers myself either. I definitely could use a nice lip plumper.
You know? I don't know.
Yeah, I want that beautiful, bee-sting, beautiful, pouty lip. It doesn't really work for me. But a lot of them have just different types of cayenne peppers and things like that that kind of give your lips that instant. Yeah, and I think for somebody like you, I definitely would probably stay away from that. I haven't really done enough research to find out if they have all natural ingredients in something like that.
Anyway, you know, you could try some and take a good picture for us as your lips are numb and you have cayenne pepper on them or whatever they put in.
I'll send you a before and after and you let me know.
Yeah, I'll let you know if it worked. Okay. All right, well, as always, a joy to have you with us for the 45 minutes. lots of love to you. And is there anything else we missed? Should we maybe go through the website again? It's aglamthing.com. We've been speaking with Dawn McCarthy of It's a Glam Thing. And you can find you on Facebook.
Yes, I'm on Facebook finally. Last year, I think, or so when we had talked, I had just joined. So go ahead and you can friend me now. I have a Facebook at Dawn McCarthy. And you can always find my blog at It's a Glam Thing, where I do update it. You'll see some pics that I just did at the Emmys. And I did even write, if you kind of scroll down a little ways, all these makeup tips that we just talked about on when you should throw out your mascara, your foundation, your bronzers, your eyeliners, your eyeshadows. I did put a list up on the blog site. So if you can't remember this and you're driving or just listening somewhere, it is up on the website.
Awesome. All right. What else? Anything else? We'll go. We're good.
Nothing. I'm coming to see you soon. I'll be in the Boston area in 3 weeks. I'm very excited to come see the Patriots play the Saints.
I'll get on the Concord bus or I'll drive down and just come down and give you a big hug or something. That way you don't have to come all the way up to Maine. I'll come to you.
Sounds good. I would love it.
Thank you very, very much. And thank you for being here with us these 45 minutes or so. I want to just remind everybody that we're off air tomorrow. I'm going to take a break because it's my birthday. It's a good birthday, though, right? Turning 44 is good. I'm not that – my little 12-year-old keeps going, but, Mom, you're only 29. I'm like, you're right. You're so cute.
We train them well.
Exactly. And then later on in the week, we have producer Stephen Powers with us. That's going to be a really neat show, too. And then we're off for a little bit. So – and I'm going to go up to see my son in college on October 4th and 5th. Talk about trippy, Dawn, taking a child to college. That is the most bizarre feeling ever. He called here last night. He's been gone, what day is it, the 23rd? He's gone 23 days. It feels like he's been gone like a year. It's so freaky.
I'm going to have lunch with a girlfriend whose son goes off to become a duck tomorrow in Oregon, and she's beside herself. It's her oldest son, and I said, but this is what you've prepped ever since he was a baby, was to have that success as a mother of getting him off to college. And she just started to cry. She says, yes, it is, but it's still going to be so sad to not have him here.
Yeah, it's really just the strangest thing. It's this really cool thing because he's really proud and he's so focused and driven and just doing a great job up there and everything. But really, when you come home and, like, his car was in the driveway, I'm like, oh, he's home. Oh, no, he's not. I did that for the first 2 weeks. And really, really bizarre feeling. But, yeah, it's like a baby's gone. But it's all good. We're super proud of him. And he's such a good kid, too. He calls home. How nice is that to call home? He calls home every Sunday. It's like, I'm fine. I'm doing well.
With our Androids and our cell phones, you can FaceTime them, too, so you can make sure he's taking care of himself.
Yeah, I'm not sure he would love that. Here's my mom. I don't know. It might be overkill, but anyway. So I'm all excited to do that. We get to go up there for Parents and Family Day and weekend or whatever it's called and see him again. But then we'll come down to Boston and see you, and that will be very fun. And when you see Lisa, give her a big hug for us all here, too.
I look forward to it. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, too. And thank you all so much for listening and sharing the show and your social media. We're just about at, I don't know how many millions of downloads we've got here, but it's going up there. It's at least 1.5 million downloads and views and so forth. So we just appreciate you over the past 3 years making Best Ever You just a part of your life and this show so popular. And we just love you, love you, love you. So thank you all so much. Take care and have a beautiful day. And thank you again, Dawn.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Best Ever You show. Want more? Visit us at besteveryou.com. Be your best and keep it real. Confident, successful, caring, and beautiful every day with Best Ever You.